Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs.
Hello, this is Mike King with Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life Show. And today we have with us again, Sarah Burden. She is the national educator and trainer for Life Seasons, which is a phenomenal company. How you doing today, Sarah?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Good. I'm so glad that you're on the air today. And we're going to do a show on a little bit different. Usually we do a lot of libido, and it's usually male libido. And
Right. It's
female libido is a tough one. There's a lot of libido products out there for men. It's rare to see one for women. So I'm extremely interested in this product because it's rare and unusual. And I want to hear how it works. It's a very complex formula. And there's a lot of products in there that I can see that are adaptogenic tonic. I think we're going to peel them away. Before we get started, I always like to do a little bit of history. What is the history on this product? How was it developed? What all is involved with this particular product? Libido for females, and it's called Sensitivity.
Yes. The Life Seasons formulas typically end in a T because we create tonics, like you mentioned, products that contain ingredients that you can use every day to help bring your body into balance, so that your body can do what it was always designed to do. And the T also sort of refers to therapeutic dose, because another thing that Life Seasons is famous for, as a company, is using really nice high potencies so that customers achieve the results that they're looking for in a short amount of time. So the Sensitivity formula for women's support, libido support for women, is based in the experiences that some of the women who work for our company and some of the men who are in the formulation team had seen work for customers or for themselves. And it is the benefit of a lot of years of experience working with customers in a health food store setting, finding out what the root causes were, really looking at the root causes and correcting imbalances, addressing the major stumbling points, and creating an overall formula that would bring results.
Okay, you mentioned root causes, and I know with men, a lot of times, you know, men are very visual. There's a lot of circulation. I know that the ED problems that we encounter usually are due to poor circulation, and a lot of times that's an early precursor. If a man's having problems with ED, then that kind of indicates that, well, maybe he's got clogged up arteries or his heart's not working well. So it's kind of, it's a good and bad thing. Obviously, you don't want it, but it is an indicator of poor circulation or health, probably maybe a severe health issue. So you really need to start looking into it. And generally, from my understanding, men around 50 are the ones that, you know, usually around 50 is when you would first encounter it. Thank goodness I have not. No, I guess I'm lucky in that way. I'll just say I'm 60 now. I'm 60 and holding. I'll tell you a little story. Yesterday, I was at the restaurant with my wife, and we were sitting there eating, and so I was having a birthday party, and I asked the server, I was like, well, how old do you think I am? And she pondered for a little bit, and she says, well, I think you're 38. I about fell out of my chair.
Gosh.
I said, are you trying to get a big tip or what? She says,
yeah.
No. She said, my dad is 50. And you look a lot younger than my dad. And I'm like, 38. She says, well, maybe you're 40. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. I said, I'm way older than that. She says, well, you can't be older than my dad because he looks a lot older than you. So you can't be over 50. I said, no, I'm like 60. And she says, I don't believe that. So I turned around and asked the birthday guy, because he was like 44 at the other table. You know me, I'm very friendly. And I'm like, hey, she says, I'm like 38. Do you believe that? And he says, yeah, I kind of can. I'm like, what? Because, I mean, this guy said, I said, I'm not tipping you.
And I said, how old
do you think I am? And he says, well, probably 40, 45, maybe. And, of course, my wife's a lot younger than I am. Maybe that's what was helping because my wife looks so young. And, you know, because she's 44. So, anyway, maybe they thought I was her age. But, no, that really made my day. And I just, you know, I guess I am younger looking, and I attest it to the adaptogenic tonic herbs. You know, I take a lot of things, and they do work very, very well. Antioxidants will keep you from getting rusty and old. I mean, I absolutely hang my hat on that. I'm just always in doubt with, because we've sold a lot of female products, and I can't test this one out. I don't know if it would, I doubt if it would do much for me. I don't know. It may help me. But I do know with women, it's more of a deeper, With men, it's more on the surface as far as the libido. It's blood flow. It's visual.
You're exactly right.
Not too much more going on. I guess us guys are simple. With women, it's a lot more emotional. So how do you tap? Yes. I mean, I know there's the blood flow too. I mean, that's part of it. And I see that you do have some components in there in this product, and we'll talk about it. How do you address the emotional part of it? And I'm seeing some things in here, but I'm really interested. So is that how this formula works?
Yes. No, you're exactly right that with men, solving the problem of intimacy issues is so simple. It really is. Just like you said, you increase blood flow, you overcome erectile dysfunction issues. And so for many men, that takes care of any obstacles that they've been having in that department. For women, we are so much more complex. And for women, the mental part is a huge component to getting the kind of feelings and results that we want when it comes to intimacy. And in fact, almost all of women between the ages of 18 and 59 who are having low sex drive and low libido, it's coming from stress and anxiety symptoms because, you know, the modern woman has pressure to be so many different people, right? A mother, a wife, a primary caregiver, a working woman, and so as our brains are scanning through, you know, did I send the mortgage payment and I need to throw in a load of laundry and did I get the kids' soccer stuff clean in time for soccer practice and I'm going to have to schedule a pickup at the daycare center, all those things, it's just
right.
It's
and somebody's calling me on my iPhone and got to do things at work and I'm working from home and I've got homeschool kids and on and that puts a lot. It's not like, honey, I'm home. It's not like that anymore. Back in the 50s where there was a housewife that stayed at home. I mean, everybody now is professional and cool terms, basically, as far as the
being
lifestyle.
Pulled in so many directions. Well, and if you look at it from an Ayurvedic standpoint, and Ayurveda is the ancient system of medicine going back hundreds and hundreds of years
from
India, like the equivalent of Chinese medicine, you know, but for India.
Right, and it means the science of life or life's
the science of life,
right.
And so the second chakra that governs our reproduction is also the same energy center in their way of thinking that governs work and career and intimacy, reproduction, libido. And so I think, and I think that's so insightful that, you know, 2,000 years ago, maybe they were saying, like, if you use up all the energy in this center in your body for your work and your career, there isn't as much left over maybe for intimacy and childbearing. And I think a Western doctor today, an MD that you would see at a clinic in central Illinois would say, oh, the stress that your body is feeling because of your high-pressure job is decreasing your estrogen levels and your fertility has been injured by that. And this Ayurvedic practitioner from 1,000 years ago would say, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, so
you know what,
talking
Sarah?
About the same thing.
I was watching a TV show a few years ago where people would actually live like they did in the 20s or go back to the colonial period where they had to live like those people lived. And I thought it was really interesting because as you got further back, basically into the pioneer age or the early homesteading and so forth, they would say at the end of the day, they had no more energy. They were surprised that people were able to procreate and have children because they were so tired and worn out just trying to survive and do the day-to-day tasks. And I think today we're kind of under pressure, you know, the kind of same thing. Mm. Just a lot of people are worn out. But I know when I get tired, I want to sleep. I really don't want to do much of anything else. I just want to go to bed and sleep. I don't like watching TV or anything like that. I just like to sleep. Of course, if you're sleeping, you can't do anything. But I think, again, with my wife, if she's upset or stressed out, that creates a lot of issues. She can be tired, but it's kind of different for her. It seems like when your wife's upset, or partner's upset, female partner is upset, you want to do something to relieve that. And it's the old adage of, you know, chocolates and flowers or maybe giving some attention. Attention is a really big thing. I find if you spend time with somebody, the intimacy comes a lot easier. But where do all these products come in? Because I'm seeing, you know, studies show that up to about 40% of women, and I think you said that, of all ages experience a low libido or sexual desire.
Yes. Yeah, right. And I think a lot of that is coming from the stress and anxiety that we feel from our busy, hectic lives. Mm-hmm. And so anything we can do in our life to alleviate some of that, you know, new strategies, getting our groceries, you know, delivered or whatever, you know, different strategies we can use, but also different ingredients in a formulation like this that are specifically targeting those you know, the stress
right.
that we're feeling.
Right.
And so,
and the mood,
so
maybe a little
formula,
bit of mood, is that, I mean, I'm sure that has to play a big
yeah.
role in it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. This okay. formula is really targeting mood right away. And, Damiana is one of the ingredients that's included. It's known to help. It's used often as an aphrodisiac, and part of what it does with that is just to improve mood, mm-hmm. to relieve anxiety, relieve mild depression is what Damiana is known for, and that's why it's been used for centuries as an aphrodisiac, especially for women. It contains gotu-kola,
uh-huh.
Which is known to help relax, and it contains a whole host of B vitamins, which whenever our body is under stress, we sort of burn up our B vitamins faster.
Oh, yeah, right. And that's in a lot of stress yeah. formulas. I see that
yes.
just in a regular everyday stress formula. And again, this is really complex. I think maybe we should peel that away, but I want to ask you another question. How much are you supposed to take? And obviously with men, it's like take something, and they even say, you know, to take something before activity or performance or whatever, you
sure.
know, to take that with, you know, 20 minutes or an hour or whatever. I'm kind of reading on this that it may, and again, we're dealing with mood, adaptogen. I'm saying that it maybe will take 2 or 3 days or up to as long as 60 days for it to take its full effect. Tell me a little bit about that part of it.
Sure. Yes. Most women report that they start feeling this in a couple of days, two mm-hmm. or 3 days, but that after taking it regularly for 60 days, they really can see even improved results because, right, so it does affect mood, it
right.
affects blood flow and promotes more healthy blood flow, and it also helps with tissue integrity, which
oh.
I think is another extremely important part
yes.
of what makes this formula unique.
Yes, because a lot of women that go through, are we talking about menopause? And a lot of people, they
yeah.
Women, they get the thinner tissues. And also, if you
yes.
don't have a lot of activity, that can create, and they talk about an atrophy or a breaking down
mm-hmm.
of the tissues. And again, I mean, we could make all kinds of jokes, but we have to be careful because this is a scientific show and it's a health show.
And it's definitely not
yeah.
funny if you've been through it because it is
yeah,
painful. Absolutely. Anytime
yeah.
a woman has a big fluctuation in her
mm-hmm.
hormone levels, and that can be after childbirth
right.
or perimenopause, premenopause, or if a woman has needed to have a hysterectomy earlier in life,
right.
things like that. Any big change in our estrogen levels, and then the tissues inside of our reproductive organs all thin, and it can become extremely painful. And this is something I hear a lot from women customers. That,
I do too.
Yeah. That, you know, I have the pleasure of being able to go all over the country into health food stores on behalf of Life Seasons, and I really get the privilege of connecting with customers all over. I'm so grateful to be able to do that because I can hear what people are going through and then how products are helping them.
Right.
But I hear from a lot of women, the main issues when it comes to libido are either, I would like to be more intimate, I would like to have more joy and intimacy
mm-hmm.
and that special connection with my husband, but I just don't feel like I used to. I don't have those feelings and those urges like I used to. Or I would like to do it, but it hurts. It's painful,
right.
and that's because of a change in hormone and a change in the vaginal tissue.
Right.
Or I hear women who say, like, oh, honey, I just turned all that business off years ago, and they almost laugh that, like, it's a joke, like, not a big deal. And to me, it is a big deal because I
right.
think it's part of having a great, healthy, long-term relationship, and it's part of our human body. If we lost our hearing all of a sudden, we wouldn't just be like, oh, who needs hearing anyway?
Right,
you
right.
know? So for me, it's as vital as any of those other senses to having a full, healthy, complete life. This is the way our bodies were designed.
Yes.
And I think that, you know, you can't have long-term, happy relationships if you're not having healthy intimacy with somebody, because the way they chew their cereal is going to start to drive you crazy.
Right. Well, and again, yeah. yeah. Oh, Sarah, that's, yeah. I don't like the sound of your voice anymore. It's bugging me. Another thing, before I forget about it, is the lubrication. A lot of women are very dry as they go through menopause, and we saw a lot of sea buckthorn and other things too. Now, is there anything in here to kind of help with not just the thinning and atrophy of the membrane, but maybe helping with lubrication too? Because I know that's an issue
yeah.
with a lot of my female customers.
I think sea buckthorn seed oil would be a fantastic
yeah.
partner product with this
okay,
one.
So
I would
be
love
an add-on.
To see that sold
okay.
together. Absolutely. But all of these ingredients that are helping with blood flow and circulation and bringing increased blood flow
right.
to the genitalia will also help with natural lubrication being created. But I think adding on 2 to 3 capsules a day of a sea buckthorn seed oil would be fantastic.
Yeah, and it's a big seller, and I do get a lot of results with it. And it also is good for your digestive system, any mucosal system.
People with dry eyes, dry mouth,
mm-hmm. dry skin. And a lot of times people in the winter that have dry skin, I'm like, well, you know, you could do something very inexpensive like fish oil or flax oil. Just increase your oils, and sometimes that helps too. So that's another add-on idea here. I want to talk about the ingredients. I think we've discussed pretty much what you know this is all about. And again, this sensitivity, there are some things on the bottle. Basically, it provides the precursors to assist in improved circulation, and mm-hmm. it increases the sensitivity of the tissues, which I think is sometimes very important too. So that's very
Absolutely.
Interesting. And then it harmonizes hormones and energy. So will this give you a little bit more energy? I know the male products, sometimes if I take too much, which I have in the past, just kind of see what these products do. I'm kind of my own guinea pig for all the products in the store. I don't know if I will try this particular product. I'll leave it up to my female yeah. customers to let me know.
Right.
I could make all kinds
yeah,
of jokes
say,
about it.
I would
but
say someone would probably feel a bit of an energy boost
yeah.
from this one. The B vitamins, the Gotu Kola, the,
uh-huh.
you know, all of the circulatory ingredients. I think somebody would definitely feel the energy boost from this formula.
Just what you said, those ingredients I would think would help with that. So that's wonderful. I want to ask you about the B vitamins. And a lot of customers will ask me too, okay, there's B vitamins in here. Can I still take my B supplement? Can I still take my regular daily vitamin? It looks like they're lower dose, but how is that? How did you take that into account or into effect?
I would. I would still continue to take an additional B complex and my multi along with this formula, because by the time, this is how I think of it.
Mm-hmm.
So our bodies are so smart. They know that if there is a limited amount of B vitamins, our body is sending the B vitamins to the most critical survival, you know, based mechanisms in the body first.
Right.
And so our body rations how much of the B vitamins. So our brains, our central nervous systems, our nerve endings, those are all going to get the nourishment of a limited supply of B vitamins first.
Mm-hmm.
So when someone comes into a health food store and talks to me and they say, I'm seeing that my hair, skin, and nails don't look as lustrous and radiant as I would like them to, it's because your body knows there aren't enough B vitamins to go around, and the hair, skin, and nail stuff is sort of the icing on the cake. So it's
right.
keeping your central nervous system intact, right? So by the time it gets to our libidos being affected by it, there's even fewer B vitamins, I think, to go around. And
mm-hmm.
so I would say, yeah, don't. I wouldn't encourage someone to discontinue. And plus, since the B vitamins are water soluble, there's not really too much risk of overdose.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say, because they're flushed out of your system pretty fast. I think it's the riboflavin vitamin B2 that is actually it's actually a luminescent vitamin.
Mm-hmm.
It actually luminesces. That's why your urine will be like a bright yellow. And people are like,
right.
oh, you know, what's going on? Is my body doing something? I'm like, no, that's just a good indicator that you've had enough bees for the day and your body's
right.
dumping easily, and it can easily get rid of that. It's not hurting anything. And the fact that your urine was bright yellow in the morning and then maybe gets to a light clear, you don't want dark. I mean, we can do a whole thing on the color of your urine and the smell and
mm-hmm.
discoloration, but it does. It kind of needs to be a real light yellow. So if it's a bright light yellow, that's just telling you got your B vitamins. Particularly like with me later in the day, my body will end up, you know, dumping what it needs and using what it needs. And by the end of the day, I have, you know, healthy looking urine. And then the next day I start in again, but it never lasts for very long, which is telling me that maybe I might need to do another dose later in the day of my bees because my body is dumping it so fast. So yeah, okay, that's very understandable. So you could take this along with a B vitamin, a multivitamin, because it's not really high dose. And when we deal with the bees, and again, I heard you say hair, skin, and nails, so maybe this would also help with your hair, skin, and nails. I noticed it has a lot of biotin in there, and we sell that just all
right.
on its own. So not
right.
only is it going to help with the woman's libido, but it's going to make her prettier, which will make her
yeah.
partner more attracted to her. Yeah, like, oh, honey, your hair's really nice, and that I know that helps. So, okay.
And she'll feel more self-confident.
Yeah.
She'll feel more like having intimacy, too. Yeah. No, we hear such incredible feedback on this formula, and especially when a woman comes to me and says, you know, that that intimacy had become very painful, and that it was something she then felt a lot of guilt about because she wanted to still be intimate with her partner, but it was so painful. And so to be able to have a product that helps with that is fantastic. And I also love when we can sort of like reignite, rekindle that fire in someone who thought maybe those days were behind her, and that now, you know, her marriage is, it's a happy marriage. They still have things in common, but that the intimacy part is just kind of not part of it anymore. I love when that can be rekindled, because I think that brings more joy and real complete intimacy in a partnership.
Yes. So. Yeah, that's very important. Now, I looked at these bees. I noticed you're using the methyl, not the cyanocobalamin, as your B12, and that's always a big indicator for me that you're using very high-quality bees. So I can rest my hat on that your bees are basically like an MTHFR. And that's methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase enzyme deficiency. If you have that genetic deficiency and you can't metabolize your bees, and even if you can, this is why not get the best of the best?
It's an advantage.
Yes. So, and again, I see that you're using super high quality B vitamins. And along that same line, I just wanted to point out that this product is gluten-free. And let me know if I leave anything out, but it's gluten-free, vegetarian, no magnesium stearate, no artificial colors,
correct,
no gluten, no preservatives, no yeast, no wheat, no soy, no corn, and no milk. Is there anything that I've left at? No artificial flavors, obviously. And you are pushing towards, or, you know, the USDA organic. Could we say it's a vegan then, or vegetarian?
This one is vegetarian and vegan, correct.
Vegan, okay, great. All right, so it's all of those. So we're talking about super high quality. We've got just a few minutes left, and I want to go into detail. We've talked about the B ingredients, but you have so many adaptogenic tonics in here, and it's a big list. I noticed you're using the cayenne pepper. Does that help? Is that aiding in digestion, or is that more of blood flow?
That's helping with blood flow and circulation. It also helps, taking cayenne orally can help with the body's perception of pain throughout the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, going back to that, you know, if we have a woman who's had painful intercourse because of thin vaginal tissues, the cayenne pepper can help there too. And so stimulating blood flow, getting all that good blood flow so that you can have better lubrication and stimulation and feeling, and so helping return and reignite that spark there too, along with helping with the pain.
Okay.
Another ingredient that I think is very unique in this formula is the vinpocetine.
I was just going to ask about that. Yeah, vinpocetine.
Oh, yeah, nice. We're in the same
wavelength. Yeah, that's a circulation. Yeah. Yeah, from the periwinkle plant.
Yes.
Right.
And it is well known for brain health.
Mm-hmm.
And so the thought here is connecting mind and body and getting the brain back in connection with all the nerve endings that go down into the reproductive organs and genitalia, so that all those touches and the stimulation can connect back up to the brain, so that we have even more connection and awareness. And I think, man, we could really go into all of the emotional stuff that could have led up to that for a woman, kind of disconnecting emotionally there. But anything we can do to kind of nourish and support her in reconnecting back with her body, I just think this is such a beautiful formula for really true whole body wellness, so we can be like full humans, you know?
Well, the vinpocetine, I also have read some studies for like Alzheimer's, you know, dementia, different things like that. So it does have a lot for brain function. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, aren't they kind of limiting that particular botanical?
Vinpocetine is so good at being a natural brain support that it may get taken away from us for being so good that it may be reclassified as a drug at some point. But now,
it's in the gray area. I saw a bunch of stuff come up, and I'm like, oh, no, they're making synthetics, and now we can't sell the naturals. And there's a big difference between synthetic pharmaceuticals and naturals, but I'm not going to get on my bandwagon today, because then that'll take up the rest of the time. So we talked a little bit about the vinpocetine. You mentioned, I think, also the Don Quai. Did we talk about Don Quai a little bit? That's the Chinese. Now, we talked about Damiana, but the Don Quai has been around for a long time. And we used to kind of sell that almost for menopause. It was in a lot of menopausal formulas, because I think it's a very good hormone balancer. Correct?
It's an incredible ingredient for women. It's the name translates as kind of sort of like putting things back into proper order.
Mm.
And so that can mean balancing your cycle, that can mean regulating the hormones. But it has been documented for more than 2,000 years as a female reproductive system herb. And it's called the female ginseng, so sort of meaning like it can do everything for women, you know.
Right.
But really great, great herb that's been long revered to help with women.
And you've got a little bit of a mineral in here, zinc. So, and I know that's really good for the enzymes and the hormones and healthy tissue healing. It's also even good for cold sores, which is, you know, it would be also good for the herpes simplex viruses. A lot of times people will take that to help with that also. You've got a lot of circulation things in here. I'm going to try to draw them out. The L-arginine, which is the, if I'm not mistaken, the arginine is the slower acting formula than the citrulline. The citrulline, or I think I have that maybe mixed up. I always get those mixed up, but I think the arginine is the slower and the citrulline is the very fast because the way it's metabolized in the liver. I've done some shows on that. I always get corrected on that. But the L-arginine, citrulline basically are part of like a cardio cocktail, Nobel laureate work as far as rejuvenating the circulatory system, helping heal the endothelial lining. Butcher's broom is another one. Now, a lot of times we use that for like varicose veins and things. So I've seen that.
But our whole circulatory system really benefits from butcher's broom. And when we're sedentary, when we're not as active physically and in shape, if we don't get our blood pumping really well, all of our circulatory system can kind of get more stagnant. Get more blood flow.
Then we've got the hawthorn berry, which is the heart berry, and I'm not going to go into a lot of detail on that one, but it is really good overall for your heart, and I'm glad to see it in this formula. Then we get into the theobromine and the L-theanine, which I'm thinking is, you know, mood. Those are real big mood, uplifting and relaxation. Again, trying to take something to help you relax is probably pretty smart.
Exactly, and you mentioned that, you know, you'd bring your wife a box of chocolates and theobromine. It comes from cacao,
right.
And there's cacao in this separately, and the L-theanine, she would get all of that from the chocolate. So it's sort of built in. There's a reason that is associated with romance.
Right, exactly. And then you do have, don't you have the Andean cacao in there too? Andean?
We do.
Yeah, so you got a little, hey guys, this has got a little chocolate in it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Okay, now I'm trying to look through some of these other ingredients here that we have also, and I think the chas tree was one that I have used for women to actually help stabilize their hormones. A lot of times they'll take the chas tree to kind of help actually with irregular periods and so forth. In fact, there's a joke that I can get somebody pregnant for $10. They just come in and buy the chas tree berry. I only spent $10.
Right. It is really well known to help support healthy progesterone levels, especially, and help regulate our cycles. That's right.
Oh, well, this is just a super wonderful formula. You can obviously take it along with your vitamins and nutrients. And how many do you take a day, 2 or 3 pills, or what's the dosage on it?
Ideal dose is 3 a day, correct.
3 a day, and give it up to 60 days for effect. Sarah, this is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike, for having me on the show again. Glad to be here.
Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Earth.